Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Nader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my inspiring friend, Deborah Oakland. Deborah is the author of Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and she's also the founder of Living in Courage Online, a spiritual oasis for overcoming life's biggest challenges. Today, we'll be talking about how changing the script for your movie can change your life. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Margot. I'm honored to be on the show, and I always love our conversations, so thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for being on it again. I don't know, it's just so funny. There's certain people that really resonate with the theme of my show, which is Live Your Music, and that really get it and that I end up wanting to have on multiple times. And you're one of those, you know, you and Robert Berry and Paul Leftenegger and some of the other people who really, really, really get what Live Your Music is that it's music is a metaphor for living your heart's desires, whatever those desires are. And you are such a good example of that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And so are your other guests. I mean, you have had so many incredible guests on your show. And so it really is an honor to be on here again. Thank you for inviting me back.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, my gosh, there's so many things I'd love to talk to you about. And one of them, as we've been discussing earlier today, is that it's today's World Kindness Day today. And that is so cool.
Yeah.
I saw the post by Louise Hay on Facebook and had to share that. And kindness is so important.
It's pretty much everything. I posted today from Buddha, when words are both true and kind, they can change the world. And they can change your movie. They can change your life. And one of the things that's so important in a world that seems to be very diverse right now and everyone's pulling at each other because of whatever they believe in. And it's like, it doesn't matter. Just be kind. Let people be who they are. Say what they want to say. Think what they want to think. Just be kind. It doesn't hurt anything.
No, it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt anyone else. Kindness can never hurt anybody.
It's free. It's non-toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, what's better than that? Kindness.
I don't know. I really can't think of a whole lot. You know, to me, I realized, I think it was sometime last year, I was doing a pathway in Toastmasters where I had to learn about different styles of leadership. And what I realized during that time is how important creativity and kindness and love are to me, and that I decided that the kind of leaders that I enjoy most and want to be most are loving, kind, and creative, all three. And you are you're so much an example of that, all three of those things. But, you know, kindness is just so important. I'm glad that it turned out that I had you on World Kindness Day.
I know. I didn't realize, and I'm like, this is so perfect. What a incredible topic. You know, I was looking at something today, and it said, throw kindness around like confetti. I love that. You know, I mean, you can't be too kind. And I'm not talking about letting people step all over you or take advantage of you in any way. I'm talking about being kind to others. And it's a win-win situation. Because when you're kind to others, like say you go out in the day and you're out there with a frown and you're all grouchy. It looks like nobody's happy. Nobody's smiling at you. You go out there with a smile on your face and you're looking at people and your energy is good, and you're feeling kind towards them, and you smile or you stop to have a word with them, it changes everything.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And kindness, it's like it's seeing the best in someone, maybe, that they can't even see in themselves at that particular moment in time. Or it just changes the whole momentum other day.
I know.
It's
there's
important.
You know, Dudley, my husband Dudley just came in and handed me a note. He said, it says, love is kindness and kindness is love, exclamation point. And he's got a little star by it. And it's so true, you know. I mean, really, love and kindness really are parts of each other. And what you were saying is so true about how you can be what's called a day maker. There's, I don't know if you've ever heard of the book called Life as a Day Maker. But,
no, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh, it's an amazing little book. And I can't think of the author's name right now, but it's just a fantastic book. And I heard about it originally from Alan Cohen. The author Alan Cohen had it in he had it in one of his books. I can't remember if it was in A Daily Dose of Sanity or A Deep Breath of Life, but he had talked about this book about being a day maker, and so I looked it up on Amazon and got it. This is a while ago, and it's about time for me to reread it, actually. But it's just it was such a cool book. The guy that wrote it was a hairdresser. I don't know if he still is, but he was a hairdresser, and the story that went behind it kind of goes with this whole thing about kindness, you know, because he had this woman that came in to get her hair done. She wanted to get it styled, and she said she wanted to look extra good that night. And it was in between her usual color and cut appointments, so he couldn't figure out why she was there, but they were having a lot of fun and they were having a good time, and he just, you know, really enjoyed the time with her, and he was always really kind to all of his clients anyway. And then he got a letter from her thanking him and telling him that she had been planning to kill herself that day. And
oh, wow.
She decided not to because of him. And I went, oh my gosh. And it just, you know, you just never, it goes back to that thing. You never know what's going on in people's lives. And then, so my point is that to give them a smile, to be kind, to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, those things are things that could totally turn people's lives around. I even remember a time that Wayne Dyer was talking about when he'd been on a radio show interview one time, and he was telling a story about how somebody said that something he had said actually turned their life around, and they had been wanting to die, but they decided, no, I'm going to live, and I'm going to make different choices. And, you know, it just, to me, it just makes my heart swell with joy when I think about the people that are day makers, and you're one of those. You know, you're always posting things on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, wherever you do, that are uplifting and positive and beautiful. And some of the pictures that I put in the slideshow for today's show are ones that I got off of your Facebook, and, you know, of Laguna Beach and of the palm trees and the sunset and that beautiful one with the lake and
lake
the trees Fulmore. And the mountains. Oh, yeah, that is so beautiful. And I think you had said that you were on your way to visit Cody's parents when you saw that. Yeah.
Yes, we were. Well, I do have a story. You reminded me with the book on the Daymaker about this, and I wouldn't have thought of it at this moment in time, but it's even more appropriate because we're approaching the holidays. When I was very young, we had a very meager Christmas. We were living in Arizona, and my dad was out for the day. It was Christmas Eve, and he was coming home from work, and he came home, and he brought a man with him that we'd never met before, and he was homeless. And my mom, we're kind of like, whoa, what's happening here? And he said, well, I met this man, and, you know, I've been helping down at the shelter, and I know this man, and I'm bringing him home for the holiday with us, to have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with us. And we're like, oh, he's spending the night, you know, kind of thing. Okay. And we trusted my dad, and my mom trusted that he knew what he was doing. And this man came in, and he was so incredibly grateful. He was just the sweetest thing. And we had a wonderful Christmas, very meager. I mean, we didn't have much at all. And he spent the night. We had Christmas dinner. He was just thrilled. I think it was 2 or 3 years later, we get a knock on the door. My dad
How
opens the door,
later?
And we're all kind of 2 or 3 years later, 3 years
uh-huh.
later, some, a few years later.
Okay.
Not a long, long time. But we all kind of went to the door, and he said, oh, is Jim Swink, you're Jim Swink, and my dad goes, yes, yes. And he said, I'm the man that you had come over at Christmas that you invited in and kindly took into your home with your family. And he said, I wanted to tell you that night I was going to kill myself when
Aww.
He brought me home. And he said, I am now the, I think the mayor of the particular town we lived in, or on the council, city council. I think it was city council. And he changed his life around. He was married and just was, he said that was the end of it that night and it changed everything. So kindness really has an effect on people. I write about it in my book too. I write about the fact that I say, have you ever gone to great lengths for someone just to bring a smile to their face or encourage them in some way that would bring them more peace? Yet you felt the gesture was not appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there, but are often not aware of the level of gratitude the person truly felt or how a smile or gesture of kindness affected them. You could have influenced their life so much that they took action and rewrote bits of their personal script, which then changed their movie, changing the course of their life.
Wow, and that fits in beautifully with what you just told us, a story about that man and how it helped change his movie and change his life by your dad inviting
mm-hmm.
him over for Christmas that year. Wow. You know, it's
wow.
so funny. I had been planning to have someone else on the show today, and she couldn't do it, and she's busy and couldn't do it. And at first I was disappointed, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to ask Deborah because I really love having Deborah on, and I'd really like to talk to her about her book again, about Change Your Movie, Change Your Life. And you know, the thing is that after that, when you said yes, I thought, you know, sometimes a no can lead to a bigger yes, a better yes. And, you know, it's like I can't
mm-hmm.
think of anybody that I would rather have on my show today than you.
Well, thank you.
And
That's
especially with it
sweet.
Being just before the holidays, like you were saying, it's just before Thanksgiving and then Christmas coming up and everything. And the whole idea of making conscious choices, and one of those conscious choices being kindness. And
mm-hmm. Conscious choice is the first concept in my book. And I see people daily making choices that don't support their life. And they can't
mm-hmm.
figure out why their life isn't going well. And I can talk till I'm blue in the face and tell them. I can give suggestions or give little hints. But most people don't listen. I mean, they've got their own trajectory. They've got their own perspective. And it's okay, you know. But if something we can say can touch someone, and we do it with kindness, and we're trying
mm-hmm.
to help, if it affects them, if it helps them, that's great. For the most part, I think they just go on and have their own journey, you know. But I see this everywhere, and I'm thinking, man, if they just did this, it'd be so simple. But they're making a different choice, you know. It's life, and you're just like, well, it's not my life, it's their life.
Well, you know, something that amazed me that happened the other night, we had gone to see our friend Laura Lee Brown from West Coast Songwriters perform at Rancho Nicasio out here. She was having a farewell concert type thing there because she
mm-hmm.
used to work there. And it was funny because we were sitting at a table with some other people that we didn't know that knew her. And I can't remember exactly how come I brought up, oh, I know what it was. Okay, she sang a song that another one of the West Coast songwriters, a woman named Lisa Marie Sparks, had written a song called Believe. And of course, Dudley and I have a song called Believe also, but it's a totally different song than this one. Anyway, she was going to sing the song Believe. And it was funny because when I talked to the man and his wife, he didn't understand what the word believe had to do with anything. And didn't, I mean, it's like some people, I think it just means about religious beliefs or something. But I'm so aware of how you can change your beliefs and change your life, you know, that it just amazed me that he's not even taking a look at what does he believe and is that a good thing to believe it. And it made me sad, but it also made me really aware of the fact that, so glad that I do know what it is to, a belief is just a thought, as Abraham Hicks says, a thought that you keep thinking. And as Louise Hay says, a thought can be changed. So, you know, you can change your beliefs. And by doing that, you can also change your movie and change your life and change that script. So talk a little bit about how conscious choices can help someone rewrite their script and how they would go about doing that.
Well, conscious choice is, it's interesting because when I first wrote the book, as you know, it went through many changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, the wisdom was going to be the first concept in this book.
Hmm.
And my friend came around and he said, no, it can't be. It needs to be, it can't be conscious choice. It was going to be wisdom.
It can't be wisdom. It has to be conscious choice.
Wisdom's not right. Wisdom's not right. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, conscious choice. It needs to be conscious choice. And I'm like, well, this book's written. He's like, I know. I said, I would have to re-edit the entire book. He goes, it doesn't matter. This is what needs to happen here. And I'm like, wow, well, what makes you so sure of this? And he just kept at it, and he wouldn't let it go. And I am so glad that he did, because everything in our life is about the choices we make and the actions we take that feature, if you're looking at a movie, your own personal performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're all supporting actors in each other's films, but we're the lead actor and star in our own film. And I think that's one of the reasons movies have such a strong effect on us. They trigger our emotions at a really deep level. And they take us out of our routine, allow us to experience these great shifts in perspective and show us an expanded version of what life can be. And it's all about choices, movies, you know, and the hero or the heroine or the victim or whatever is in the movie, they put us in touch with what happens when you make these choices? Wow, well, that could have happened, and this could have happened, but I made these two different choices, and one's good, one's not so good. So maybe I better think about the conscious choices I'm making. And that's why I wrote the seven stories in the book that I did. It's the same seven different stories, same story with different endings according to the power of conscious choice that the person chose to, from their perspective, to follow. And it's one of the most powerful things in our lives is the choices that we make.
Oh, I totally agree. And also that conscious choices about what we're going to believe and who we're going to believe. You know, that's why in my book, Chapter 2 is titled What You Believe Creates Your Version of Reality. And it's so true. You know, it's like, if you just go along and just let everybody else tell you what to believe and what's right and what's wrong and don't question it. And I don't know, I've always been somebody who is a rebel and didn't want to just go along with what people said. I always go, well, why? Why would I want to believe that?
Right. Well, it's deprogramming from all the stuff you were raised. A lot of the things, you know, it's just perpetuated generation after generation. Then you wake up and go, wait a minute, I need to rethink this. Does this really work for me?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, like the power of conscious choice, it's activated by thought, which leads to perception, understanding, logic, reason, enthusiasm, passion, you know, what anything you're going to do, your creativity, and it's everything that you put together there. That's like your home base, and everything
mm-hmm.
else flows out from there. You know, it's just like a screenwriter. They get a thought, they write it down,
mm-hmm.
they go in and they form this whole movie, and they have to start somewhere. And it's like us, you know, we have to start somewhere on our film project of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And to be responsible for everything, you know, the editing, the producing, every little bit is up to us as the producer of our movie.
Yeah, and I love how in your book you talk about that. I mean, I highly recommend people get your book, Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, preferably as the soft cover so they can write in it. But if they like Kindle books better, the Kindle version's awesome too. But the thing is that in there you talk about the different choices that you can make in your script. I mean, the location, the casting, who the people are. Some people have bit parts and some people have longer parts in your movie. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just love the whole idea of thinking of each of us as having our life be our movie, and that we can decide when we want to make some choices and some changes that will make it happier or brighter or more fun. I mean, you talked about that too. I think about choosing the music for the movie and whether it's going to be really light and bright and fun, or if it's going to be a dark and somber movie, you know, that sort of thing.
A horror movie.
Yeah.
There's a little exercise that you can do to help reclaim your power and just say, I choose each day to be the conscious director of my own movie. I always retain my inner power and vision for the outcome I choose to experience. That way you're taking hold of your mental and feeling world, and you become the master of your movie. I mean, who else is going to do it? You don't want your stand-ins doing it for you.
I know. And that's, you know, some of the things that you talk about in there about that, you know, you start going, oh, my God, why would I let somebody who just walked in as an extra that didn't even have a part to read influence how I feel about my life, you know, and some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
They let whoever comes into their life influence them
mm-hmm.
to either get angry or to get sad or to feel bad or to feel frustrated or whatever, instead of choosing how they want to feel. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, life is it's an interesting journey.
It is. And you know what? It also comes back to kindness again, though, about being kind to yourself as well. And then when you're kind to yourself, then you're more kind to other people. So I think it grows, don't you think?
It does. And kindness is everything. And going back to the movie theme, if you imagine your life as an ongoing movie, of course, hopefully you're kind in this movie, because
mm-hmm.
you are the screenwriter, producer, director, and lead actor in your own film. Remember that you have supporting roles to play in other people's lives, in their films.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you've got to, when you're the director of your own film, you've got to remember that you're writing the script. Otherwise, if you allow what I call the critics, criticism, judgment, gossip, blame, worry, anger, fear, all the family of fear, to tell you how it should be written, and nobody should shit on you.
Oh, I hate that word.
Yeah. Don't ever shit on me. You know?
Yeah, I love it. Louise Hay used to talk about just deleting the word should, that it should get rid of it totally. Because
right.
It never makes anybody feel good.
No. And although maybe I like to think of it as instead of the critics,
mm-hmm.
out of kindness and love, maybe you can guide a friend or a person. And,
right.
You know, just say something that is responsible, that you feel could help them, but it doesn't matter if they take your advice or not. It's their life. It's their movie. But if
right.
you can do, if you can say something that's going to help them, do it in a kind way. Don't do it as a critic.
That is such a really good point. Yeah. And they're going to be more likely to hear it, be able to hear it if it's kind as well, you know?
Exactly.
There's a quote that I love that I put in my book that says, what you say is important, but how you say it is even more important. And if somebody says something in a really unkind, impatient, frustrated, angry tone of voice versus in a kind, loving tone of voice, it makes a huge difference in whether I will listen
mm-hmm.
to them and also how I feel about whatever they say. You know, it can be the same words, just used with different tonality, and make
uh-huh.
a huge difference in the way you feel. And
yep.
so to me, kindness, a big part of kindness, I believe, is being conscious of your tone of voice and how you're talking to people and
uh-huh.
how they might feel because of it. And then,
the
of
tone
course,
of our voice is really important. And it's, you know, people can read body language and the
mm-hmm.
tone of your voice. And they know if you're just saying something that really has no meaning to it. I mean, they get it, you know. People, we're energy. They feel
right.
it. They know what's happening. Yeah. Who wrote that quote? I believe this is a quote. In a world
mm-hmm.
where you can be anything, be kind.
I don't know who that is attributed to, but I love that one.
It's a good one.
I've seen it a lot in posters on Instagram and Facebook, and I love that. I totally
mm-hmm.
love that. In a world where you
yeah.
can be anything, be kind. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
There's not enough of that. And I do know that there's a lot of people out there that it's very difficult to be kind to. There really is, you know. I mean,
difficult
like
to be kind to?
Yeah, it's difficult. And you just, if you can't be kind, just walk the other way. Don't, you know, just stay away. Don't,
yeah,
don't
exactly.
waste your time. Because maybe they aren't a kind person.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't right mentally as well. And they're on a completely different road than you are. I mean, they don't even, there's nothing that vibrates in alignment with happy. And you can't just say to someone, be happy or be kind to someone when they're not that person. You can't do it. It doesn't work.
No. Yeah, I love that in Asking It Is Given that Abraham Hicks talks about the emotional scale in there and about how when people are vibrating down in fear and sadness and grief and anger and
mm-hmm.
resentment, they can't even get a whiff of joy and love and bliss and happiness, and they need to gradually move up the scale. They can't just jump from there up to the top, but that once they get up to at least frustration, they can kind of jump from there to maybe believing and hoping and optimism, and then up to feeling gratitude, appreciation, and love, and the things that are at the
mm-hmm.
top. But yeah,
there,
you're right. I mean,
so true.
People can only hear what they're ready to hear. And I mean, that's another thing that Abraham Hicks says that I think is so important too, is that people are only going to hear what they're ready to hear. And so that's a lot of why in their workshops that they have people ask questions and then they answer them, because
mm-hmm.
people are only going to hear what they're ready to hear. So, you know, I think that's a really good reminder
yeah.
for all of us, because especially those of us that are kind want to help, and we have big hearts and we want to help everybody feel happy. But
mm-hmm.
you can't make anybody else feel happy, unfortunately. You can't just, I wish you could just sprinkle happy dust
on
them.
I know. Confetti. Yeah,
yeah.
And if they're not ready to hear it, it's like their whole body pushes against it. And a lot of times they don't even have a corresponding brain cell to connect to it. You walk up
mm.
to a homeless person who's mentally ill and on
mm-hmm.
the streets, and you just go, oh, just be happy. Just smile. Go get a job, just be happy. Well, they don't have. They can't.
No, that's too big of a life script change for them.
And you know, cannot do it.
That's something else I was thinking about this morning, though, about when you're talking about rewriting or editing the script of your life, the story of your life, that you don't have to change the whole thing right away. I mean, you can just decide, oh, I think I'm going to have a different location, or I'm going to start having a few new characters that are going to come into the life, my life, or places I'm going to go, or thoughts I'm going to think. And like you were saying, behaviors as well, you know, choices, conscious choices that you're going to make.
Yeah. And I also talk about the fact that you don't know the path another's life is going to take in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And their past, present, and future choices will determine what shows up for them, just as ours will. And sometimes you just need to let those people go. They're not to be in your movie anymore. They've done their part. Let them. It doesn't mean you don't love them. You don't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for them maybe to move on and to be to go off and be a supporting character in someone else's movie. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
okay. You know, and we so want to hold on sometimes to people and to friendships and to things that it's time that they move on, or it's time that we move on, or they don't vibrate to our frequency anymore. Or they're, you know, and it's so important to let that go.
I totally agree. I remember years and years ago, I was listening to, I keep bringing up Wayne Dyer, but I guess because Love Your Music reminds me of him too. But he had talked about one time about how it, just because you've known somebody for a long time, isn't a good enough reason to have them stay in your life or to stay friends with them. And
mm-hmm.
at the time, I had this friend who was really whiny and needy, and I had known her for a little while, and we'd been roommates at one time, and she actually was like, when Dudley and I got engaged, she was like, well, Dudley took my friend away, you know, and you never wanted to spend any time with me, and just whining and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, luckily one day, though, she said something, it's a long story, so I don't want to get into it, but she said to me, she goes, well, Margo, what will you do? And I said, I've had it. You're out of my life. I just got so mad. I just finally, you know, I was like, okay, I've had it. I just am not going to have her throw guilt at me anymore. I'm not going to have her telling me how, you know, I don't spend enough time with her, and she's not even any fun to be around. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's so funny. Well, you know, you get these moments where, how do I be kind? Say you get cut off in traffic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, or somebody's flipping you off, or somebody, I mean, I've seen some weird traffic stuff lately. People are kind of aggro, and they're out
yeah.
there doing strange things. And I thought about this, and it's in my book as well. What if this person's putting your path for a purpose?
Yeah.
So instead of screaming at them, flipping them off, send them a blessing thought, because maybe they were there because they need something from you energetically that you can pass on to them, and it will diffuse whatever is there that is disturbing them. And instead of thinking, oh, they're just being a total ass, you know, and in my way, and you know, take the time to say, wait, maybe they were put in my pathway. I can do something.
Wow. Yeah, that's really true. Oh,
yeah. And,
you know,
and,
if nothing
like
else,
Mandy
it makes
Hale
you
said,
feel better, too. You know, I mean, the thing is that it all, it's again, it gets back to conscious choice of how are you going to look at things. And when you change the way you look at things, you can also change the way you feel. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, and then that, I mean, if nothing else, if it helps you feel better or helps somebody else feel better, then it's a good thing, I think.
Right. Well, you know, Mandy Hale, she says, there's nothing more beautiful than someone who goes out of their way to make life beautiful for others.
Oh,
and
I
like
that.
Yeah, I really
I
like
that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is this world has so many beautiful places and things and flowers and music and all sorts of people that are wonderful. And it just, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the busyness and the what's wrong. You know, some people find one thing that's wrong in their life or the world and then get focused on that. And, of course, what you think about expands, and then they start getting more angry and putting out anger vibes. But you can do the opposite, too, as you're saying. You know, look for what's good and what's beautiful. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and enjoy it and share it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we, you know, Cody and I are so fortunate. We have so many wonderful people in our lives. And I want to say hi to Jessie Kemp, who's listening, and she's had surgery recently, a major back surgery, like the Tiger Woods, they call it, front and back. Mm. And we've all been helping each other and helping her and doing things that feel good because you are extending kindness to others. And my last two blog posts are about her journey, and it's about kindness,
mm-hmm.
And about kindness to each other, and to and it's very humorous, very funny, but it's on my website, and it's she's listening right now. But I just want her to know, you know, that I am so appreciative of everything that she does for other people and for, you know, for us too. Even though we've all been helping take care of her, she's also helps take care of us and always has. And it's just, it's a win-win. It's a, you know, it's a give take, and it's a great appreciation. And it is a responsibility. Kindness is a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you willing to take on that responsibility? Because it does make a difference in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so right. Well, I am sending your friend healing love, hugs, and angels.
Thank you.
All of them. Yeah. And oh, and I so appreciate what you're doing for her as well. You know, and I love your newsletters, by the way, and I love that they're only once a month because I get overwhelmed with the people that send weekly, and some people send them several times weekly. Post,
you know,
you don't want to get in your face all the time. Hmm?
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know it is a lot of work.
Together. And I enjoy doing it, but more than once a month, I don't want to inundate people, first off,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to give them something simple. And
right.
once a month is good. And let them know that I appreciate them as well. And hopefully they take something away from what I have to share. And, Jessie just texted me, "You're my angel." Aww. Mm-hmm. She's so sweet.
You are an
She's
angel.
Amazing.
You are an earth angel. There's no doubt about it, Deborah.
Well, you are
a beautiful, loving,
kind,
creative, joyful earth angel. That's you.
Well, you are too. I just said you're one of the kindest people I've ever met. So.
Aww.
So there
well,
you go.
I value it. I mean, and that's, like you said, a conscious choice. I've always valued kindness, and I was lucky to grow up with a mom who was incredibly kind and loving and creative. And so I had that as a model of what that can be like and how living your music can just be also just being somebody that makes people feel good and is kind. My mom was an amazing example of that, and so many people are.
My mom too. Yeah, we
yeah,
were raised.
Yeah, your mom too. I know her a little bit through from Facebook, and she seems awesome. I would love to meet her in person
awesome.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, we've got 5 minutes left. Can you believe it? A little over 5 minutes left. And
wow.
Have you thought about what you might want to leave the listeners with toward the end of the show here?
A little bit. I'm just one of the things that I talk about in my book, and I think this is really important, if
mm-hmm.
you don't like where you are in your life,
mm-hmm.
make a different choice. Because ultimately, you are in control of your life. So become aware of the thoughts you're thinking, what you're creating, and the choices that you're making and how they flow into your life. Your life is going to change according to the qualities that you choose to live by and to radiate out into the world. But you have to access them first for yourself before you can radiate them out. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this. You've got to feel it. You've got to be
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really important. Sit with yourself and figure out what you want to be, what you want to do, how you want to conduct yourself out in the world, and be that person, engender that, and hold that to your heart. It's everything, and it will illuminate your life and enlighten others.
I love that. And, you know, the thing is, it's also you can focus and practice. Focus and practice. I keep hearing those two words over and over again in relation to all sorts of things. I mean, obviously, it's part of yoga, and it's part of when we sing, we have to focus and we have to practice and so on mm-hmm. and so forth. But each one of the different choices and behaviors and ways of thinking and self-talk and questions and how you treat people, those are each one of those. You can practice just one of them each week or each day and then gradually change how you're living your life and how you feel about your life and also the results you get.
That's a good point, because like any successful director,
mm-hmm.
you learn to focus like a laser beam on the one thing you desire to accomplish in your movie.
Mm-hmm.
That like I talk about in the movie, it lowers the idea into your consciousness until you can see it, feel it, smell it, taste it. And our senses
mm-hmm.
are there, and they guide us, they support us. And this is just expansion, mentally, physically, spiritually, and is so important to our creativity. And then we can go out and be a blessing out in the world.
And do meaningful work. I was just reading about that meaningful work, you know, people not wanting to work, wanting to just get rich quick or whatever. But if you're doing meaningful work, work that you enjoy and that blesses others, helps others, makes the world better for you and for others, that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing, that kind of work feels joyful and it feels good. And
mm-hmm.
I feel so grateful to have you in my life. I'm so thankful that you just sort of flowed into my life through Facebook. Was it 10 years ago? It might be 10 years ago at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you were one of my first friends there. Yep.
And
we've become,
Brenda,
you know, friends over the years and done some work together, and it's awesome. It's, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
and
the internet is great
yeah.
for that type of thing, and social media.
Well, and also meeting each other in person was great when we were down in Southern California and we got to meet you when Xander was working
mm-hmm.
down at the Apple store. That was so cool to meet you and Cody and have lunch with you. And I'd love to come back down and spend more time. Anyway, we're almost out of time. And I just want to say thank you again for being who you are and for writing your book mm-hmm. and your newsletters, which people can sign up for on your website. And just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have you in my life. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, everyone out there, what do you want to change about your movie and your life? Think about it and get Deborah's book and start thinking about how you want to change your movie and change your life. Well, Deborah, thank you again for being on the show, and I'm already looking forward to the next time I have you back on.
Oh, yay, I'm getting invited back. Woohoo!
Yeah!
All righty, that works for me. I always love our conversations.
Yeah,
okay,
I love our conversations,
thank you.
Too. Okay. Bye for now, everyone.
Show.
And please, everyone, forward this message, this show to your friends and family so that you can all talk about kindness and get a conversation going about kindness and changing your movie and changing your life. Bye for now, everyone.